Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's great to have you on this Monday morning. Joining us by phone, we have Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, welcome back, sir. The pink one there. All right. Sheriff, welcome back, sir.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing? Did you have a good weekend?
I did. We had the Sheriff's Rodeo, and it went very well. We had a few thousand people attend, and it went really smooth, and we earned some money for the Star Foundation for Sheriff's Office.
How long did you ride that bull?
I watched a lot of people ride a bull. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I see Chip in the cowboy hat. I don't think I've ever seen you in the cowboy hat when you're in your uniform. I mean, I think people would pay good money to sponsor, you know, Sheriff riding the bronc, you know?
Well, I think since Chip wears a cowboy hat, he should ride a bull. I agree with that statement 100%.
fair enough. We'll leave all that right where it is. Let's see. We had several really horrid stories. One, you had this case of James Phillips Jr. is alleged to have, God, I hate talking about these stories, molested a couple of girls under the age of 12 while babysitting them. Is that right?
Yeah. You know, and unfortunately that occurs, you know, more often than not. And it's just a point of we try to catch them, put them in jail so they never get out, because you can't fix people like this. If you're attracted to children, in my book, there's no fixing it. You either just have to keep them off the streets forever, or, you know, there's really no way to keep the kids safe other than that.
Do we know in this case, and I know sometimes the reporting prohibitions keep you from saying things, especially about minors, but, you know, I tend to want to believe that usually these cases involve non-relatives, but I mean, I know they do involve relatives. You know, do we know in this case, was there a relationship? Not, can you say?
Yeah, I can't really say. It's still, you know, an active case. And just because it's on two counts now, you know, we always look and try to find more victims if they're out there. Because usually when we arrest somebody for something like this, it's not their first attempt or their first, you know, perpetration of an act. It's usually they go two or three times, they come emboldened, and then we catch them. So usually there's more victims out there.
And this is also a case, I think WAR has been reporting that there's actually video. And I'm so horrified by these acts. Yeah. But then I'm horrified by the trauma to these kids. And then I'm horrified that because there's video, yes, that means an easier conviction. But it means somebody had to watch the video. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And we have guys, we have three detectives. That's all they do is download phones and computers and go over, you know, the video evidence to put these dirt bags in jail. And you know, it's traumatizing, especially if you have kids and you have to look at crap like that people do to children. And it just it's a horrible job. I couldn't do it because I'd want to beat somebody, you know, after watching a video of somebody doing something to a child. I just want to take them out back and take care of business. But
understand,
they do a job, and they do a job for us, and it's a pretty much a thankless job a lot of times, but they do it well, and we put a lot of people in jail.
You know, one of the we don't talk about it a lot, but we have a culture media-wise that really encourages kind of vigilante thinking. You know, I'm going to punish them. I'm going to take it out. I'm going to do it. There's very little respect for the legal process, even in cop shows, unfortunately. A lot of that is, you know, very vigilante oriented. I just think one of the hardest things is, as a cop, is to sit back, do your job, trust the system, because the system often lets you down. I think the restraint by police officers, especially in cases involving kids and women, is just, I'm amazed that we have this level of restraint, because it's just a challenging thing.
It is. And we're fortunate here in Florida. You know, we're not like California or Colorado or Illinois, Minnesota. I mean, they just let them right back out. Here in Florida, we have a pretty good track record of keeping them in jail and then in prison once they get sentenced for longer periods. And hopefully it, you know, stays that way. But I don't know how the cops in California and New York and all those places, I don't know how they do their job.
Yeah, I mean, I know that's what sometimes why they come here, right? We're talking to Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, hang on for me for just a second. Let's get a quick traffic report. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
We are back rolling accident-free right now and delay-free, not seeing any of either. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. We have this unbelievable story out of Navarre where a woman basically leaves a crumpled up piece of paper as a note that an employee finds, and that leads to her being rescued as a kidnapping victim hostage. Is that right?
Yeah, it is. And this guy, boy, oh boy, he deserves to go to prison and not get out. So basically, yeah, what happens is this lady leaves a note. The person that finds the note calls us. We get out there, and our patrol guys did an awesome job. They did a search warrant, had it signed by a judge, and then they, of course, went in and saved her. But he's been charged with kidnapping and a litany of other charges. I guess he held her there, wouldn't let her leave, wouldn't let her have access to the phone, abused her. It was a horrific story.
Was this, whenever this, I don't know that it matters, but I always seem inclined to want to know whether they had an actual relationship at one time that went completely wrong, or whether she was a stranger like that Cleveland House of Horrors from years ago. You know, like, which end of the spectrum was this, or do we know?
Yeah, from what I was told, that they were in a relationship at one point in time. And then I don't know the specifics of how they broke up, or she wanted to get away from him. Obviously, he's not, wrapped too tight. And next thing you know, he abducts her and then holds her in the house. And this is where we're at. So hopefully he will get convicted. It's all a couple of first-degree felonies in there. So hopefully that he will get sent to prison and not get out.
And I don't – you know me. I really prefer not to engage in a lot of these details. But sometimes it's just worth mentioning. One note on this story was that after many – months and months of isolation, like involving her with broken bones. Like, it's really, really an awful incident, right?
Yeah, it's horrific. And, you see people like this, and a lot of people say, well, when you go in a store, why don't you scream for help and everything? These people that get abducted and get tortured, basically, they have the mindset of a victim mindset that they can't get out of. It's not their fault. They just feel like, hey, if I yell or if I, run, or he's going to kill me, because that's what they tell them over and over and over. You leave, you try to get help. Yeah, I see you with the phone, I'll kill you. And their mind just gets into that mindset of I'm doomed. I'm stuck for the rest of my life. Luckily, she was smart enough to leave a note. And like I said, it was found, and the rest is history.
I cannot imagine what was going through her brain taking that risk. It's amazing. Can I also, I just want to, you tell me if I'm wrong about this, okay? The kind of person that winds up in a cult is the person who thinks they could never wind up in a cult. The kind of person that winds up in an abusive relationship is the kind of person that thinks, well, that would never happen to me. They hear a story like this and they think, well, that's for those kind of people. I'm not that kind of a person. I would never let that happen. Feeling of invincibility and vulnerability is part of what makes you at risk, just like walking down the street and I'd never get attacked. Well, guess what, right?
Yeah, it's a lot of that mentality of it will never happen to me. But you'd be surprised at the caliber of people who become victims. I mean, it's scary. Anybody can be abducted. Anybody. I don't care who you are or what you do for a living. If the person, has that element of surprise during the attack, and you're not expecting it, anything can happen.
Yeah, I mean, it's a horrifying thing to think about. It's why we prepare and think about these things all the time. I mean, why we have this conversation, and there's phone numbers, why there's help out there. There's all kinds of things available for people if they find themselves in trouble. Last thing I wanted to ask you about, this is a follow-up on a story that you and I talked about, a couple months ago. You had a deputy that wound up in an encounter with a teenager who was not responsive to his commands, and neighbors got upset, and they didn't, and I guess he got handcuffed in the end, but there were no charges pressed. And you now have a deputy that's been put on suspension. Deputy McPherson's been put on suspension for 3 days. Tell us what happened here, and why that was the end result.
Yeah, and I want to start off by saying this. Our sheriff's office is spearheading some of the best laws in the state of Florida in regards to special needs community. We got the SAFE Act passed, and we pride ourselves on, our ability to deal with special needs individuals. Having said that, this was handled incorrectly. Once we watched the body cam footage, the deputy overreacted, and Deputy McPherson had never had discipline before, if I remember correctly. So the maximum we could do to him, basically, under our guidelines, was a 3-day suspension, which is what he got. But having said that, once this got out, he's been getting death threats over the internet, and also people trying to find out where his kids go to school, giving his kids death threats. Just some really horrific stuff is coming out, and 99.9% of it is not coming from the state of Florida.
That's what I was going to say. Is it coming from outside, right? Probably.
Yeah. California, New York, Illinois, all those special places. And, they're trying to find out where his kids go to school. Mm. I mean, seriously. They've threatened his grandparents, his parents. It's unbelievable what people will stoop to. Now, did he handle the situation wrong? 100%. Did he get punished for it? 100%. We don't condone acts like that. We don't put up with it. And, we dealt with it. But for some people, these are the same people who dial 911 and expect us to come save them, but they hate law enforcement. Anytime any law enforcement officer does anything, if it's minor, major, whatever, this is what they do. They sit at home in the basement and get on that keyboard and threaten everybody's lives, and it's pretty pathetic.
And the short version of this story, just to make sure that we get the kind of the facts, or people might be wondering what happened. He was in the middle of the road when the deputy arrived, and then several times the deputy ordered him to come near, and he went inside the house and wouldn't come out. And it turns out A, had headphones on, couldn't hear. B, is autistic, so has interactional challenges, and all of that came out eventually, but wasn't obvious to the deputy at first. But he should have done differently. Nevertheless, he definitely should have behaved differently.
Yeah, without a doubt. And, all our deputies have safe packs in their cars to deal with autistic suspects or autistic individuals. Headphones, spinners, charts that they can point to certain things on if they're nonverbal. I mean, we take this stuff very seriously. And, he acted inappropriately. He 100% said, yeah, I did wrong. And we punished him. But like I said, for some people, that's not good enough. But, we'll deal with that.
Oh, I got a couple of notes in here just to kind of amplify what you were saying. Apparently, these same internet trolls have been attacking, commenting, against Milton, against MPD, against Santa Rosa County, the separate
entity. Yeah.
I mean, everybody.
Yeah.
That is amazing. Sure. And I assume, and I just want to give you a chance to say this, the community, I assume that any time when something is done wrong, that becomes a training opportunity for future cops, right?
Yeah, without a doubt. And that's one of the great things about body cam video. You can watch it, you can slow it down. You can say, what would you do? Stop it and ask a deputy, what would you do right here?
Right. Absolutely.
So we can fix a lot of problems with body cam footage. And that's what we do. That's how we train. And, I have 420 deputies, and are they going to do, stuff wrong sometimes? Well, absolutely. They're human beings, but we take it seriously. And when they do, they get punished and we move on.
Very good. Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson, sir. Thanks as always for the time. Great news on the rodeo that paid off so well. And I will look forward to you and Bronc and Chip Simmons in the ring together. Who can hold on to the Bronco longest is I will definitely pay for attendance to that event. Sheriff, thanks
for that.
We'll talk to you again next week.
Andrew.
What's that now?
I said, wait for that one, Andrew.
See, you should say I should get out there with you, and I will definitely never do that. Sheriff, thanks so much for the time. I appreciate it.
All righty, we'll see you.
8:24 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Remodeling is in the air, and at Jonathan's Flooring, you can get your beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation with a large selection of tile, carpet, and the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors this spring. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring, North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand these complications and have your back. Join us this Wednesday at 10 o'clock on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us this Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 on News Radio 1620 92.3 FM.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Ah, yes. It's a lot like Star Trek, The Next Generation. In many ways, it's superior, but will never be as recognized as the original.
Good morning, 827 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. John Pickens has traffic for us. John?
Brought to you by ECUA Bulk Waste Services. Now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service date. You can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Back to rolling accident-free right now. Not seeing any delays on I-10, I-110, 90, or 98. Are all rolling smoothly this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about the next vehicle and trying to decide where to go, I recommend you start at Frontier Motors. Maybe you don't buy a car from them. I don't know. But just think of them as a great place to begin because, A, you can go see a lot of different cars all next to each other all in one place. Instead of having to go around town and, you know, talk to this person and give them your driver's license and tell them your life story and then go on a ride and then sit down with them afterwards. And I don't know, it's just a very long process. And at Frontier, you know, you meet one person, you have as much conversation or as little as you want, drive as many cars as you want, sit in as many cars as you want. If you find one you like, you know, it'll be a good price, you know, very low miles, very low years. Like that's what they specialize in. 1 to 3 or 4 years and 10 to 40 or 50,000 miles that they're going to warranty to 100,000 miles or 10 years. And you can buy it. And they give you a price sheet that's got all of the out-the-door, like everything listed, and then it's a very out-the-door price, and so that's all you ever talk about. It's got a Carfax attached to it. And when you get all done, you can get it, don't get it, whatever you want, but at least it's a good place to start. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. David Wayne in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, we are seeing some reaction to yesterday's attack in Colorado on people gathering in support of Israeli hostages held by Hamas. It's now being condemned by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who says that attack was a direct result of blood libels against the Jewish state and people. Netanyahu says he trusts the U.S. to prosecute the suspect to the fullest extent of the law. The attack also this morning being condemned by the American Jewish Committee, who called it a vile attack against Jews in America. An investigation is ongoing into a mass stabbing at a men's shelter in Salem, Oregon that left nearly a dozen people in the hospital. Police say 11 people were injured in that attack last night. No word on any of their current conditions. Officers arrested a suspect at that scene. And prosecutors and defense are preparing for closing arguments in the sex crimes retrial of Harvey Weinstein in New York. Weinstein is not expected to testify, which means the closing arguments would likely start tomorrow.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 8:29 on News Radio 92.3. OLF 8 is going to be on the agenda on Thursday. I had actually been meaning to ask Wes, because we have Wes Moreno on Thursdays before the meetings. It's kind of been on my last question to ask, and I never quite get to it, is where we're at with that. Well, apparently, the county is considering selling the entire property to Chad Henderson, the Tri-W Group. There is a significant amount of concern about some of the language surrounding adherence to the master plan and or, you know, sort of flexibility around the master plan, and maybe what, hiring another company entirely to deal with adaptations of the master plan, not DPZ. Oh, boy. We've been having this fight for years in order to try to keep that stuff in place, so we'll see.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley, a 45-year-old Egyptian in FBI custody, being charged in the flamethrower attack that burned 8 people in Boulder, Colorado, in a peaceful demonstration for the hostages. He traveled from El Paso, in the country illegally, yelled "Free Palestine." Texas Congressman Brandon Gill on the second assault on U.S. Jewish life in 2 weeks.
We shouldn't be allowing Hamas supporters to come into our country legally or certainly illegally.
Ukraine framing today's second round of Russia peace in Istanbul, talks with an assault on Russia's Air Force, destroying more than 40 Russian jets on the tarmac by drone attacks on bases in Russia. The House Oversight Committee sets June 18th for a hearing on whether the Biden White House aides took advantage of the president's cognitive decline with the auto pen. Congressman and former White House doctor Ronnie Jackson asking whether Hunter Biden might have signed his own pardon. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 73 degrees right now. It is partly cloudy in Pensacola this morning. 3 people are recovering after a car crash that took out power lines, resulted in a fiery rollover on Sunday. That happened at Mobile Highway and Pine Forest Road. Officials say the car crashed, rolled, and caught on fire. Nearly 700 people were without power in that area for a brief time on Sunday morning. 3 people did briefly make it out of the vehicle. They were taken to the hospital after that crash. A Texas man is facing charges after allegedly leaving his dog in a hot car while he went to the beach in Walton County. Deputies say 26-year-old Andy Villatoro has been charged with animal cruelty. County officials say several reports were received of a small dog in a hot car on Scenic Golf Drive. The vehicle was not running and windows were only slightly cracked. Deputies opened the vehicle with a lockout kit, and the dog was removed and given water. The temperature inside that vehicle was reportedly more than 120 degrees. The dog was wearing a collar with the owner's number. Deputies called. Villatoro showed up later and was arrested. The Atlantic hurricane season is now officially here.
There are normally 14 named storms during the six-month period that begins on June 1st, including 3 major hurricanes. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says it expects between 13 and 19 named storms this year, and that up to 10 of them could become hurricanes. It expects at least 3 of them to become major hurricanes, with winds topping 110 miles per hour. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Thank you, Mark. After several weeks of negotiations, House and Senate leaders have now reached an agreement to begin finalizing a budget for the 2025-2026 fiscal year. House Speaker Daniel Perez and Senate President Ben Albritton announced plans to pass a budget by June 16th, which includes a $900 million tax cut by eliminating a tax on commercial leases, as well as $350 million in sales tax exemptions for families. Officials say the budget framework aims for fiscal responsibility with significant allocations for debt reduction and state reserves. Conference committees will start meeting tomorrow to negotiate deals, and unresolved issues will be set aside for further discussion later in the week. Snapchat has now filed a motion to pause or dismiss a lawsuit from Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer, who's accusing the company of violating a 2024 law designed to restrict social media access for kids. The law prohibits users under 14 from creating accounts. It also requires parental consent for those aged 14 and 15. Snapchat argues that proceeding with Uthmeyer's lawsuit is duplicative, as a similar case by tech industry groups challenging that law is already underway. The company claims that the law infringes on First Amendment rights and burdens adults by requiring age verification to access services. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Back to rolling accident free right now. Not seeing any delays on I-10, I-110, Highway 90, Highway 29 are all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to have a beautiful day today with a small 10% chance of a stray shower. Most of us looking at sunny skies. High today near 88 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 69. Very similar day for that Tuesday with mostly sunny skies. Just a small 10% chance of rain. High near 88. By Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 74. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now we've got 73 degrees in Pensacola, 70 in Gulf Breeze, 70 in Milton. Our next news at 9, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. And your money now this morning. Our markets are mixed. The Dow is down 144 points at 42,126. S&P down just about 7.5 points, 59.04. NASDAQ is up 42 points this morning at 19,161. 10-year bond rate up slightly at 4.438%. Gold price is up 66.10, 33.55. Silver up 98 cents at 34.01. And looks like crypto's down across the board this morning. Bitcoin down just under 750, 104.363. Ethereum's down 12 bucks. Solana down, Dogecoin down a fraction of a cent. XRP down a cent. The White House says a trade deal with China is coming. Economic advisor Kevin Hassett was asked about the status of trade negotiations this week on ABC's This Week. He said the trade team has been laser focused on the matter, and Hassett says he expects that President Trump will update the tariff plan this week. Consumer sentiment snapped a four-month decline in late May as tariff fears eased. The University of Michigan's final reading for the month was up a point from early May. The survey did note an improvement in expected business conditions after the temporary pause on some Chinese tariffs. Burnout among workers is now at a 10-year high. The World Health Organization describes burnout as a syndrome conceptualized of resulting from chronic workplace stress that has not been successfully managed. It includes feelings of energy depletion or exhaustion, increased mental distance from the job, and reduced professional efficacy. According to a report by Glassdoor, burnout has now escalated to unprecedented highs, with the term being mentioned in employee reviews increasing by 32% year over year. It's 8:37. Your next news is at 9, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, let's have a little conversation about punctuation while we're at it. On a Monday, I think it's time to have a conversation about punctuation. Headline, writers aren't using semicolons anymore. A survey of British students commissioned by the language learning platform Babbel revealed that 67% of British students never or rarely use the punctuation mark semicolon, and more than half admit that they don't even know how to use it properly. So here's my question, 437-1620. This may or may not work as a topic, I sometimes wonder, but my, you know, Kevin, my boss's advice is always, hey, fail fast. If it's going to fail, make it fast. So here we go. Do you know what the semicolon is for? Do you use the semicolon in any context at all? 437-1620, 437-1620. If you feel like branching out, we could talk about hyphens and ellipses and parentheses if you like, but let's focus on semicolons for now. If you do not use the semicolon, either because you do not know what it is for or because you just don't like it, what's your substitute punctuation? 437. This is going to fail miserably. All right, John Pickens has got an answer for us. John, are you a semicolon user, avoider?
No, I'm not.
You're which one?
I'm not a semicolon user.
So you're an avoider?
Yeah, there's no need for it.
Do you know what it's for?
Sure.
What's it for?
It's for to use in things. I just use the comma.
Were you lying then or lying now?
It's been like 25 years since I've been in college. You started it.
It's for use in things. Do you know what it's for? Of course I do. What is it for? You know. Yeah, but I don't know that you know.
But you know,
Meg,
what it is.
Are you a semicolon user?
Yes.
Oh, look at this. We found one, ladies and gentlemen.
Not often, because a lot of people today now just use a comma instead of a semicolon. Mm-hmm. But typically it's two complete thoughts in a sentence without using the conjunctive and mm-hmm. or but.
Or so, but or.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So I'm a journalist. I was a journalism major.
There you go.
So, and I help edit books and things like that. So a lot of things that people do are putting the comma before and, which is not necessary. There's a lot of things that have become common today in grammar, but it's actually incorrect. It's just people have gotten so used to texting, grammar kind of went out the window.
All right, journalism major, you're halfway there.
Okay.
And you know this, by the way. I know you know this. Half of the use of a semicolon, or you might say a semi of the use of, anyway, is exactly what you said, is to join two ideas together that are closely connected, but mm-hmm. You don't want to make two sentences. You don't want to use a comma and. You can just join the sentences. There is a second use for the semicolon.
I have to think about that for a second.
In lists.
Oh, yes, of course. Of course.
Which is?
What do you mean?
In a list where the items mm-hmm. either are unclear which things belong to which group or if the items have commas in them. Like Pensacola, comma, Florida, mm-hmm. Memphis, comma, Tennessee. What do you put between those two things in a list of three or more? You put a semicolon.
To because clarify. Because
the semicolon clarifies that the category is of things which have commas in them already.
Correct. Yeah, I haven't used it that often because I typically...
It's pretty rare.
I try to make a list so that I don't have to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you try to work around it, right?
Correct.
Exactly.
Yes. That's exactly right.
I'm sorry. Exactly.
Yes.
437-1620, 437-1620.
Ooh, Monday morning, first day of the month. I don't know about this topic.
All right. Somebody says, John says, to separate items in a series after a colon. Yes, I use it. Somebody says, yes, I use it. Yes, I know what they're for. With no evidence provided,
you go,
by the way.
Team.
Yeah. Exactly.
You go, team.
Somebody else, 437-1620. I don't use the semicolon. Semicolon. I don't do anything half halfway. They use another word. Which is a correct use of the semicolon.
There you go.
See, that's what I like
how
about
clever.
That. Look at them. Doing the thing we're asking by showing they know how to do it. I use them, comma, but only in certain things in computer programs. Okay. All right. I guess I didn't know. John, you're more of a programmer,
right.
Aren't you? Are semicolons a part of computer programming?
Yes, they are.
I would figure it's a symbol and heavy use of symbols, right? Somebody says, I use them, but only in certain... Oh, that's I read that one already. Yeah, but the British can't even spell shop correctly, so does it really matter? However, I do use a semicolon. The semicolon is phenomenal. John, somebody else, not you, John, different John, says, I use them all the time and therefore joining independent clauses in the same sentence. And I cannot ever hear the phrase independent clauses without and conjunctions that join them. And I hear song in my head from Schoolhouse Rock. Somebody says,
independent junction.
There you go. I'm only a Bill. Yes, when appropriate, it's also heavily used in programming languages. Okay. All right. Let me give you my hot take on the semicolon. You ready?
Oh, I can't wait.
I think, aside from proof of capability exercises in, say, middle school, I have never a single time used a semicolon in my life on purpose, possibly with the exception of in a list.
Wow.
I never. They always look wrong to me. They always look out of place to me. I know Kurt Vonnegut was a big fan, and I don't care. Yeah, no semicolons ever. Not to join a sentence, I will either make it two sentences or I will comma and comma
but. I like them.
You would. I have no idea what that means.
What does that mean?
John Pickett says traffic on the five.
It didn't sound good. You would.
How do you make something with no content whatsoever sound so wrong? It's a skill. John.
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit KnoxPest.com. Knox knocks them out. Back to rolling accident free again, even delay free. Not seeing anything on I-10, I-110. Traffic is actually flowing smoothly. I'm John Biggins with your traffic on the five.
Very well done, John. Semicolon. You're always so good at that.
Thank you. Wow. That's a use of the semicolon.
Wow.
Any punctuation mark you have to say in usage is probably you're making a big mistake. Hey,
it did make you sound kind of smart, though.
It really did.
Well, I
was
need all
really
the help
impressed.
I can get, so thank you for that.
I was really impressed.
Hey, if you need any of the work done inside your home that has to do with the relatively complex mechanical systems, air conditioning, heating, plumbing maybe not mechanical, but you don't get what I mean. Any of that stuff, electrical, Peden, they'll take care of you all along the Gulf Coast. Since for 55 years they have been doing this for people from Tallahassee to more recently Baldwin County, Mobile, of course Pensacola, Gulf Breeze, everywhere in between. They'll take care of you with professional service that shows up on time. Does the work they say they're going to do. They use good quality products, and that way they can stand behind it. 100% satisfaction guarantee. So you know when they do it, they're going to do it right. You can find out more, Peden, PEADEN.com. Ask them what their special of the month is, and they'll tell you. They've always got different ones going on. But again, book an appointment, get some advice, Peden, PEADEN.com. All right, we got just a few more texts coming in here to the studio. Semicolon, I'm so excited to read them.
Oh, boy.
No, never. Seriously, never in my life have I ever used a semicolon, other than maybe in the context of lists, but I'm with you. I will find another way to do it. Let's see. Grok says, separate items and complex lists or separate independent clauses. Oh, don't get me started on AI. That's a whole different. I mean, that should be a topic. I'll have to remember that one. Do you use AI? I'll do that on a different day. I hate going to public restrooms and somebody using their semicolon and blows it up.
Oh, my. That is
That's a
amazing.
Full colon is what that
is. Yeah, that is very full.
Not anymore. Well. Yeah, I use them. I have a big test tomorrow, semicolon. I can't go out tonight. I use them in a haphazard manner and rarely correctly. It means you are the weakest link. Let's see. There's a... by the way, this is such a Monday question of the day. Thank you. Oh, look at that. I'll take the compliment, comma. Or sorry, semicolon. You're too kind. 848 on News Radio 92.3. Look, if we can't every once in a while just be full-blown nerds on this show, then what are we even doing?
You take care of your car, right? So why not give your auto loan some TLC? Refinance an existing loan from another institution with PennAir Credit Union and lower your interest rate by up to 2%. Plus, you can skip payments for the first 90 days. In addition to a better rate, you'll enjoy convenient banking and a friendly local team always ready to help. Learn more at PennAir.org/auto-refi. That's PennAir.org/auto-refi. All loans are subject to approval. Offer valid on loan applications submitted between April 1st and June 30th, 2025 only. Call toll-free 1-877-4-PENN-AIR for complete details.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider, right now offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Join Keith and Pam, your insurance experts with Verus Health Partners, tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Learn how to save money on your healthcare costs and find the right insurance products that best fit the needs for you and your family as you head towards retirement. Or if you're looking for options now, they'll be taking your calls and questions tomorrow at 10 with Verus Health Partners on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. News Radio 92.3. Informative. Local. Dependable. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
I'm Tigger. T-I-double-G-R. That spells Tigger.
Oh man, I went to the store on Friday, as I do. I typically do my grocery shopping on Friday right after the show, and I go to my neighborhood Winn-Dixie. I mean, it's not really my neighborhood, but it's the one I go to at Creighton and 9th Avenue. And when I'm leaving, I'm checking out, and the cashiers there all know me. They're all fabulous. I love these ladies. And the one she says, "Hey, just wanted to let you know we're closing." No,
the one in Milton on Dogwood's already closed.
So they come, what did she tell me? August 10th, the Aldi at 9th and Creighton in the Eastgate Shopping Plaza is going to close and undergo conversion to
Aldi.
Mother blank. I'm so un. Okay, listen, I don't have anything against Aldi. I just don't like it. I don't enjoy it. I get that a lot of you do. A lot of you love paying a quarter for your shopping cart and then giving it back. And, having one choice of whatever thing it is that you get. And I get that they have good sales sometimes. But
I've never been to an Aldi.
The one on 9th Avenue or the one on 9 Mile that they reopened. That in a very weird location, honestly. It's kind of, the Winn-Dixie was in that location before too, but it's a weird configuration. I go there when they have sales on things, it's fine, but I've never gone in and felt like this is my place, and, Winn-Dixie is one of the places I go, and so now I'm going to have to go buy my Winn-Dixie stuff at, what's the one on Bayou, right? Is the other one, next closest one? All right. And John, you said the one in Milton already did convert or is closed?
Yeah, on Dogwood. Yeah. They've already gutted it and everything because I drive by it every single day.
And they say it's about a 6-month process, so it's going to be Christmas is when they're hoping to. Well, no, not quite six, 3 months. So Christmas is when they're hoping to get it reopened. I mean, I was really glad she told me, rather than just coming as a surprise that one day I show up there and we're closed, So yeah, exactly. I appreciate that.
Well, I hope they hire all those ladies.
Yeah, I hope so too. And that's certainly they're not, I wouldn't think they're working while they're in the interim. So that's a challenge in and of itself, right? Mm-hmm. And anyway, so there you go. Happy day. Some people like it. Some people are excited about it. I would say it's about 90-10 on my Facebook page when I posted about this and 100 shares. And it was about 90% were unhappy and about 10% were happy. So just feels like we're losing a thing, another thing that we... But look, if they weren't profitable enough and if they sold their business, I don't own it, so not really in a position to say.
It just feels like Winn-Dixie's been around forever.
Yes, it's an institution.
Yeah, so I hate to see these places that I've known my whole life kind of disappearing.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me sad.
And when you feel like it's not an upgrade.
Well, it's your neighborhood store.
Right.
That's what you're saying, because you know everybody there. You kind of know what the deals are.
Norm.
And I'm sure they would get to be that if I shopped at the Aldi, when it takes over and whatever. So. All right, 8:50. That's it.
Okay, Andrew.
I know. Everything's going to be fine. 8:53 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. What else do we have going on? This was actually, I don't know if I have enough time to get into this, but we were talking about the writers not using semicolons. And ChatGPT, they're saying, basically everybody in school uses AI. It's just a question of who's best at using it. I know my boys have gotten in the habit.
Right.
And I hate it. I hate it so much. I feel like it's the fight against human identity, you know? I was talking to somebody yesterday who had an AI program installed on her phone, and she wanted to know an answer to some question. And she looked it up, and she's like, "Do you have this on your phone?" I'm like, "Hell no. I don't have that on my phone." She's like, "But it's so useful." I'm like, "I will never trust the machines. They get it wrong too much." And I don't know whether I'm more horrified about them getting it wrong or about the prospect that they would get it right and become more reliable. Like, you know, I guess I am doing this frivolous topic now. You know how you Google something and it first gives you the AI answer? I don't want the AI answer. Give me the second edit. Give me the article. I'd like to read an article written by humans that did fact-checking that I can trust instead of some hallucination from this wicked device that's going to try to preserve itself by blackmailing the HR director. You like that kind of thing.
I wanted to show you there's a little scroll wheel
down
your mouse.
Yeah,
yes.
But there, it's like when, I don't know why I'm on this rant today, but it's like how in Word, Word is always trying to push me on using the cloud. I don't want the cloud. I just want it on my computer. I don't want your stupid cloud. Just like how, you know, Internet Explorer, or what is it, Edge now, or Bing, or God knows what the brand of the crap is now, and it is crap. What the brand of crap is now. Always trying to, do you want me to be your default? No. You know, if I wanted that, it would be. And it is not. So.
Would you like another cup of coffee this morning, Andrew?
Would you like for me to adjust your settings?
I need a pillow and a nap, apparently.
I can adjust your settings where that won't happen.
Very cranky today. I don't know why.
Snarky, a little cranky.
John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, carrying a full line of meats, fine wines, and cheeses, corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive. Still rolling accident-free right now. Looks like I-10, I-110, 90, 98, Highway 29, 9 Mile are all looking good right now. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Somebody says Winn-Dixie is not good, like Kmart was not good, and that's why it is closing. Aldi rocks. Somebody says enjoy the Winn-Dixie on Bayou while you can. Yeah, I mean, of course, sadly, I know
there's
that's
there's one
true.
In Gulf Breeze, too.
Yeah, for now.
There's one in Pace, too.
For now.
For now.
For now.
I miss Kmart. I liked Kmart.
Yes, the Winn-Dixie at Bayou and Pensacola is closing. Will be converted into an Aldi. Oh, really? Can't even go there now. All part of the larger plan where Aldi acquired Southeastern Grocers. Winn-Dixie's parent company is converting some to Aldi's Pensacola locations, one of 6 affected Winn-Dixie stores. Somebody says Greer's on Barrancas has that old-time feel, still play the best music. What is this? It'll definitely not be okay when Aldi takes over. And the information the AI has was imported by humans, so high percentage of being wrong. Right. Exactly. Moving on. Hey, if you're thinking about moving to a place where they still have Winn-Dixie. No, if you... Just kidding. Not so kidding. Anyway, if you're thinking about moving, buying a home, selling a home, you want to get a beach house, you want to get a vacation rental, you want to get a regular rental, you want to downsize, upsize, whatever the case may be. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, they can take care of you. They're so good. Sold 165 homes last year, 175 the year before that, 200 plus when times were hot. And, you know, when times are harder, they're still selling. Like, that's the point. When, you know, when it's easy, you may not think, well, you know, I need to have a great realtor, kind of any realtor will do. Well, when times are not as easy, that's when you really need somebody to maximize your value or maximize your savings. And one of the things that you might not think of is if you're buying a new home. Like, if you're going to build a home, why would I need a realtor to buy a new home? Don't you just buy it from the builder? Yes. Semicolon.
Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, no.
A realtor can really benefit you because the realtor
can... You need a nap.
I will get one eventually.
Okay.
No, but a realtor can, you know, they'll buy down your points, or they can make all kinds of concessions. Or then just when you take ownership of the home, you might be reluctant to note something that seems like a minor defect or flaw to you. And she says, no, I'm the blue tape queen. I will mark it and we will get you exactly the home that you think you deserve. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. Can we end on, like, this is honestly, this is a sad note. And I did not do my job. I do not have audio to play for you for this. Loretta Swit passed away over the weekend. Hot Lips Houlihan, if you watched MASH. And if you didn't watch MASH, you're under 50. Because over 50. I was surprised to learn that MASH was not a hit originally. It was like the 50th most popular show on TV in its first couple of seasons.
Well, people were comparing it to the movie at the time.
Oh, yeah. And it was a very different show.
It was very
than the
different
movie.
From the movie.
The character, mm-hmm. Houlihan, Hot Lips Houlihan, Margaret Houlihan, it was very different from her character. And the whole feel of
so
it,
I think
right?
That was part of it.
Yeah,
but it did obviously catch on.
Eventually, and became one of the, honestly, one of the greatest shows ever.
She was
ever.
Wonderful.
And, you know, her task in that show was she wanted to change the character from being the very shallow bombshell, you know, bimbo-y kind of character from the movie into a, I mean, honestly, almost like a feminist example of a woman who is in hard situations, dealing with men, and standing up for herself, not being defined by her sexuality. Like, I mean, it was really an...
She really evolved that character into something special.
It's I mean, Margaret Houlihan is a very rich character, and I always thought Loretta Swit did such a great job with that character. So, sad to pass, but it means that she meant something to us, and she made our lives richer by doing what she did.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3.